You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. New Zealand hits an important milestone. Nearly 100,000 children test positive, and drug research is in trouble. Here's what you should know. New Zealand says the country has 1,219 confirmed cases of COVID-19 with just 21 active infections, all of which are isolated. But the bigger milestone is the nation reaching its 100th day without any community transmission and all new infections coming from abroad. How did New Zealand do it? Hard and early restrictions and a whole lot of testing. As schools prepare for reopening, a report from the American Academy of Pediatrics shows that nearly 100,000 children tested positive for COVID-19 from July 16th to July 30th. Out of more than 5 million reported COVID-19 cases in the U.S., more than 338,000 were children. In the past 6 months, researchers have been scrambling to study potential COVID treatments, but that effort has been disorganized and scattered at best, instead of being an effective large-scale effort. And unfortunately, that may not change anytime soon. Finally, here's today's one question. Is singing together safe in the age of COVID? An expert says, not really. Singing in a room for an extended period of time in close contact with lots of people and no ventilation, that's a recipe for disaster, says Shelley Miller, a professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.